This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In our latest story, WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to a woman in Union County who lost her father to COVID-19.
At first, life during the pandemic wasn't all that different for 58-year-old Michelle Nichols of Weddington. She's a bookkeeper and quickly transitioned to working from home, something she pretty much did before the outbreak. Her husband still has his job. But in April, the family was alerted that the Indiana nursing home where her 86-year-old father lived had been exposed to the coronavirus. Shortly after that notice, her dad, Joseph, started to show symptoms.
When this started happening to my dad, just felt like this can't be happening to us. This is somebody else's story. You just feel so helpless. You wonder if it's real and when it's going to end.
Her father was transported to the hospital. He spent about a week there before passing away. While he was in the hospital, his family tried to let him know they were still there. Michelle said the nurses helped to organize large family FaceTime calls with her dad. One time, because of technical difficulties, a nurse even used her own personal cell to help coordinate the call. Michelle later learned that was against hospital rules. Joseph was unresponsive, but with the help of the nurses, the family tried to communicate with him as much as possible.
They would pan out if we wanted and just see him laying in bed. One day, he made some gurgling sounds when they put the phone up to his ear. They even put his hearing aid in to try to help. They stroked his hand for us. I used to volunteer with hospice, and I felt like the sense of touch helped somebody know that somebody was near them, even if they aren't totally aware of what's going on.
Joseph was Catholic, and religion was important to him. On these family calls, they made sure to pray, something Michelle says she knew he would have wanted.
My mom died a year ago in March, and we talked to him about maybe seeing mom someday, you know. We all said goodbye in the ways that we could.
There were a lot of emotions on those large family calls. The biggest one had 15 people on at once. Some family members told Joseph to keep fighting. Others reassured him it was okay to let go.
It was hard to all be on the same call at the same time because you're kind of vulnerable and to people that you don't always stand around crying with, and there you are on the phone and seeing everybody.
But Michelle did get a chance to have a private goodbye with her dad, and it came by way of a song. When she was little, she learned to sing next to him in church.
My dad was deaf in one ear from childhood. He always had us stand to his right so he could hear us in church, and mom was on the other side. And I always stood next to him, and he held the songbook, and I learned to sing that way.
She found the opportunity to virtually sing next to her dad one last time when the nurse was early to call Michelle and her siblings for a coordinated FaceTime. Michelle answered first, giving her a few moments of privacy before her brother and sister joined.
It was important to me to sing that to him, just so he, if there was any level of his cognitive function that could connect with his past, that I shared that with him.
One of the songs was Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the
sound. It's funny what you think of at the end of somebody's life. You try to touch them with whatever you can when you're not right there with him.
And although family members were not permitted to be there with him at the end, he wasn't alone. Two of the nurses who had provided care throughout Joseph's time at the hospital were by his side.
I don't know if they always have to try to keep two in the room when somebody's dying, but they told us that they were holding his hand and that they cried because they had gotten to know us a little bit through our communication. And somehow that helped me, that they had compassion and kind of it made him know who our dad was.
And if you ask Michelle who her dad was, she'll tell you about his beautiful baritone voice. He sang everywhere, the shower, at church, and on car rides. He was also a skilled whistler and could even yodel. He was a commercial artist, and his garden at home was his canvas. He dressed nicely. He loved to tell corny jokes. He was married to Michelle's mom, Rita, for 58 years. Michelle will tell you, he was a great dad. And he kept up with the news. Up until his hospitalization, he was reading about the spread of the coronavirus.
I even talked to him about 3 weeks before he died, and I wanted to make sure he understood why we couldn't come and see him. And I asked him about, you know, do you know you know what's going on. He goes, oh, I'm reading about it in the paper. And he said, it's awful, isn't it? And he said, we'll get through this.
Of course, the outcome of losing her dad is not, she says, how she envisioned getting through this. And there have been other losses that have come with his, like the deaths of some of the residents at her dad's nursing home that she got to know over the 7 years he lived there. Her brother's father-in-law died of COVID-19 days after her dad. And a friend of hers had a parent who died because of the virus. And then there's the loss of not being able to celebrate Joseph in person with her entire family. At a later date, there will be a massive remembrance in his honor. Michelle says they will sing Amazing Grace, just like Michelle sang leading up to his death, trying to spark a memory with her voice. The voice that sang next to him from the time she was a little girl. Only this time, when Michelle sings, it won't be in the presence of a nurse holding a screen up to a hospital room. It will be with her family and friends in person, including some of those who were there with her virtually, back all those months ago when the only way to say goodbye, the only way to try to connect, was through a screen. If you'd like to share how the coronavirus has changed your life, leave us a voicemail at 704-916-9114 or go to WFAE.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.